Hi everyone, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Zaina.
And this is A to Z Radio Show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We have a special guest today. She's been on it before.
I'm back.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Munroop.
The Munroop.
Hey guys.
Pod Roop on.
Pod Roop. Roopcast.
Roopcast.
No. It would be Muncast then.
Oh yeah.
No, I like Pod Roop better.
Pod Roop?
Okay,
Pod Roop's good. Yeah.
Pod Roop's good.
We love playing on with Munroop's yeah. name. It's so good. Anyways, this, it's sad to say, but it's not sad to say. Mm-hmm. But this is our last episode of the semester.
Of the semester.
Maybe indefinitely, but maybe not.
Yeah. We kind of have attachment issues to the pod. So
we've been doing it for, wait, when did we start doing it?
Like 2 years.
Second year, right?
Yeah. No, wait, last year.
Oh, I started third year.
Yeah, so that's
you
2 years.
You guys did it in your bedroom before.
We used to always record on our phone. So we've been doing it since second year.
Literally, it's kind of crazy we made it out. Wow. But yeah, so maybe our last one, or maybe, who knows, maybe you can't get rid of us that easy and we'll do it on Zoom next year. Who knows?
Because Zaina will still be at Laurier. I will not. But who knows? Maybe we do it once a month and I visit.
Yeah. If the fan base comes together,
send they all rally. DMs of why we should resume next year and maybe we will.
Yeah.
Anyways, as you all know, if you're a fan of Zaina,
oh my God,
like me, as you guys know, Zaina is a DJ, and we have a lot of DJ updates for you, which is so silly.
Yeah. Hey guys, to the fans out there. Hey guys. I don't really know what's been going on. I guess
crazy trajectory.
Crazy trajectory. Month. Yeah. I would say I've been grinding this maybe since like last. For like a year now, since last spring. I really tried to like do like clubs and stuff. And then I guess, you know, it was a little slow at first, as it is. But in these past like 2 months, not even, starting March.
Yeah, it was a month, basically.
It's like a crazy chain reaction. I played up, and then the people at Empire saw that. Then they wanted me to play there, so then I went to Empire. And then now the people at The Drink heard me play at Empire. So now I'm going to play The Drink next Friday.
Mark in your calendar.
Yeah. April 11th.
10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Guess it's at 10:30.
Yup. Oh.
Or 10:40 for people we don't want there.
Lock in.
Or 11 p.m.
You know what? Everybody don't want to come.
All the ops come at 11.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, I'm feeling very, very grateful for the support from all the dogs. And now like some people in the industry too. And I think that's also probably why it's like moving forward, you know. Mm-hmm. It helps to have people vouching for you. Overall very grateful. It's crazy. I'm losing my The Drink virginity.
Mm-hmm. Some might call her Waterloo's first girl DJ.
Oh, some might call
Everyone
her
might
that.
Call you that.
Made
right?
history.
You actually wow. did. You're paving the yeah. path.
Wow. For all my girl DJs, don't worry, you're up next. I'll make room for y'all.
And we look down upon the men trying to enter.
Yeah. All you no yeah, sorry, no, nothing. Nothing.
We hope you fail. So, Munroop, what's coming up this Saturday?
Oh, haven't you heard?
No, I have not.
The day of 405.
405 day.
405 day.
They don't know what that means. Is that applause?
Yeah.
Basically, it's a day because it's the 5th of April. Mm-hmm. We dedicated it to our apartment.
Because we're number 405.
Yeah. Won't say where.
Don't find us.
All you gotta know is 405.
And what's like the itinerary looking like? What are y'all gonna? How would you celebrate a day as memorable?
Should I pull up our lineup?
Yeah, let's pull up our lineup. 405 day. Yeah, we did it last year, not on the actual 405.
No, day, we did do it on 405 day. Yeah, that so was funny. The thing we started last year. I'm pretty sure.
And we're like, we have to do it next year. Everyone, and we put it in our calendar like a year in advance.
That yeah. was sorry. The day we have to celebrate. All right. So we gather for dinner at 6 p.m. sharp. 5:45 for Zaina.
Zaina, be there at 5:45.
Yeah. Oh. sorry. Aww. We each have to bring a dish that means something to you and why.
I'm bringing spend up.
And a drink, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Making the drink, in terms of the dish, you can either make it or buy it.
Yeah.
What should I make?
I'm bringing strawberry shortcake.
Fire.
Do That's... I bring food or dessert? How many people are doing dessert? How many people are doing
I
food?
Don't think anyone knows. What I think Girly's doing sushi.
Oh, that's fire. Yeah.
She wanted to buy the boat for it, but then Brianna told her not to.
Can I bring ice cream? I want ice cream.
Sorry, now I'm
upset. Wait, what did you say? Can I bring ice cream?
Did you say what? Someone said not to buy it?
Yeah. It's too expensive. Save money. Oh.
We'll cut that out.
Yeah. I'll tell you something after.
Okay. Can I bring ice cream?
Yes.
What kind of ice cream do you want? What do you want?
Can you bring like...
I'm pretty good with whatever.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
Ice cream's good. I'm bringing Spendip from Wilf's.
Spendip, sushi, cake, ice cream.
Wow.
Hell yeah. Dinner. I wonder what Leia's bringing.
She makes
bread.
Good cookies and stuff. She always brings us.
I was going to make a joke about how Leia's a picky eater.
She's such a picky eater. It's insane.
Bread and butter.
Peppers and ranch.
Oh, yeah. When she used to live with us, she was like peppers and ranch all the time. So funny. And then, okay, what else are we doing?
All right. And then after, at 7 p.m., we each individually prepare a cocktail. And our theme? Our theme is our toxic traits.
See, I'm trying to decide what mine is. I'm leaning towards anxious attachment, which we'll talk about attachment styles later in the pod.
Yeah, that's a good segue.
But I'm thinking that for me, I don't really know how I would make a cocktail to represent that. Ooh, maybe I make all the cocktails like intertwined, attached to each other.
Yeah, you could do something with the cups.
Let me super glue them to each other or something.
That's good.
And then they don't, wait, you're onto something. Ooh.
Okay, so ice cream and drink.
Yes. Yeah, those are the two
things. And a drink. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then at 7:30, we present our cocktails. And then at 8, we built a fort.
Yay, guys. Last time we built an insane fort.
It was fire.
It was so fire. We all slept in it.
We're going to make it. Oh, yeah, we're doing that this time.
Good.
And we're going to make it bigger.
Hell yeah. How? It connects to the kitchen?
Wait.
If we have enough sheets, we're good.
We'll literally move the couch back and just make it bigger.
Yeah, just the couch back.
And then we could even put a mattress in between the couch and the bar. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Holy crap. Yes. Do we have enough? Do we get to drag our mattresses on the floor?
Yeah.
I don't really
care. We'll just bring girlies.
I think that's what we did last time.
Mine's too heavy.
Mine is
cooked.
Mine's so heavy because it's like attached.
Do you have a topper?
Huh?
Can you just bring the topper?
Oh, yeah.
Remember how I used to just sleep on that in Bricker?
Yeah, first year runs, I would just throw my mattress topper on the floor. So she would sleep on the mattress topper. And I would sleep on the hard mattress. So not it's great sleep.
It's good for your back.
It is good for your back. Zeta would still be sleeping on the floor because it was like so squishy, the topper, that she'd be like in the floor.
Yeah.
That's good. If you hit it too hard, you hit the ground.
Yeah, you have to like lay down on it slowly.
Okay, yeah, four bill. Oh, yeah, let's all make right. a sick four. Yeah.
And then what's next?
Presentation time. Ooh, at 8:30.
PowerPoint presentation. Last year we did PowerPoint presentations.
Should we tell them
our
subjects?
Mine was 405 members as straight men. So I morphed all our faces on like FaceApp or whatever to us becoming men. And I talked about what our type would be, how if I would smooch them as a man. who I thought their friends would be, and then I made thirst trap edits of them.
Yeah, it was really good, guys. The edits were fire.
Thank you so much. Why was there so many?
I know.
They kept going. Once you thought they were done, they weren't.
When Colin was like, why is there three of Manrupa and Kumail?
My twin. Mean twin. My podcast? What was it? The Bachelorette?
Oh, yeah, you did The Bachelorette.
I did,
Theo
James, Drew Starkey, and Zane.
No, you didn't. Zane and Theo James. You got rid of Drew Starkey.
Did I?
Yeah.
Why would I do? No,
Theo James.
I didn't. Wait.
Yeah, you did with Theo James. I know that for a fact.
I did three. Wasn't there three mans?
Yeah, Theo James, Zane Malik, and Jacob Elordi.
Oh, why did I do Jacob Elordi? Ew. Not you, but like.
But like Jacob Elordi or Drew Starkey.
Didn't you put Joey King in it?
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to say
Joey. Guys, Manoof does not like Joey King.
Has she gotten better, though, over time for you?
In your opinion. By the way, there's a sign on our door that says Joey King cannot enter.
I fear not.
One day she's going to try to get to our party. She'll be like, damn it.
Aw, man.
She'll do that one, man. You know, that one, what's it called? That video of her when they do the slow motion.
Are you talking
camera?
About the glam bot?
Oh my god!
Where she's like,
on our ring camera. She's gonna do that on the ring camera.
<That's> good.
All right, anyways, and then after our presentations, we grab snacks at our local cuisine. Fireplace, In-N-Out. You should go support my king if you haven't already.
I love that guy. I visit him to get a monster. He's like my favorite customer.
I love that guy. We should invite him.
The 405 day?
No peepees.
Huh? It's okay. It's him.
Oh, right. No boys are allowed.
Yeah.
Can we mime a different day? Let's vibe to your DJ gig. Oh, not the drink.
Should we?
Yes.
Remember when we got that Uber driver? And
can you DM him and get the drink?
I don't remember what his username was.
We'll find him. Okay. He's one of your 3 million followers.
The randoms that keep requesting me.
Yeah. Zeta, because she has so many followers at this point, and then because she posts us and whatever, I just keep getting requests, and the only person that they say followed by is Zeta. These random people. It'll be like from Florida.
Trey,
and
then
I get a request from
LinkedIn.
This random man followed by Zeta.
And Zeta only. Okay, anyways.
I'm one for a follow for a follow, you know? I gotta follow back.
Yeah.
I should probably stop doing that too.
This is why you have.
But then how do you see, like, when other people post things? You don't, I bet.
I mean, I don't really just scroll on Instagram. I go on Instagram, I post the flyers, I like your guys' pics, and I leave.
Are my post notifications on?
No, but I think because I engage with you guys so much, it's always at the top.
Yeah.
So it works out.
That's fair.
All right. And then we select a movie, and then wine, and board games.
Wine.
And then EP, sleepy.
This is a lot of things.
Wait,
and then I want to play hide and seek in the dark.
Sorry, that's scary.
Okay, we'll play like Jeopardy music.
Can you put Uno? We have to play Uno as we're sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Board games.
No, on the phone.
Oh, phone games.
I like it when you guys know
wine,
online
and phone games.
Okay, yeah. I like it when it makes the sound effects.
We connect the peaker.
Yeah.
Pappy. Peaker. I was trying to say speaker and pappy, and it came out as peaker.
Okay, that's fire.
So that's our 405 day. I think all of you who love your apartment. What are you making?
I thought you were gonna invite them all.
If you love your apartment or household. You should have a day for your apartment, even though it won't be as good as ours, but you could try.
Yeah, you guys could like take inspiration and follow in our footsteps. Yeah. Oh, so you said, okay, my presentation is gonna be last year.
Yeah.
No, not last year.
Yeah.
Was it last year?
A year from today, basically.
Yeah. Cause you did that other one in September. So there was one before.
Yeah, you did Love Island.
Oh, right. I didn't do that one then. Yeah. Right.
You did our ops as
Yeah, last time I did our ops as like natural disaster catastrophes. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did a Love Island presentation, me on Love Island. And so now I will do part two. Because that was like summer version. This is like school year version.
I'm excited for this one. I wanted the updates. Well, I know the updates,
yeah, so
but I like having it all out there, you know?
All y'all out there. It's like you might get put in a slide. You might get put in a slide.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah, my birthday's coming up. Transition.
Whoa, when's your birthday?
April 16, put it out.
Ooh, same day as Lucky. Same day as my dog.
I know.
Saying it's going to be a 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Outing? Yeah, exactly.
Log in.
My birthday's on a Wednesday, I think, which is like lame.
Wine Wednesday.
No, Wilf Wednesday.
Wining at Wilf Wednesday.
I F
wine
with that.
And wine.
Wine and wine.
Wine and wine.
The triple W.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I F with that heavy. But yeah, we'll figure out what to do. I don't really know. I'm turning 22. That's kind of like old, bro. I'm
22. I don't know about you. Now you could really bust it down to
I
that
know,
song.
I know. That's what I was thinking of, actually.
Yeah. I'm unk. No, you're not. Okay.
When do you reach
unk status?
30.
Yes.
29.
No.
I'd say like 32.
At least 30, bro. When I'm 31, I'm not even an unk yet.
No. I mean,
32, you're an unk.
32, lock in.
At that point, just lock into life.
Because 20 is no way you're an unk, bro. A real unk is like 40, guys.
Yeah.
So to be unk status, because you could be a 30-year-old. Can I say this show name, Sex in the City?
Yeah.
When they first started, she's literally 34. So.
Yeah. Oh, let's lock in.
Yeah, okay. They should probably have locked in.
20s are like your teenagers.
They're like 27 in the beginning of Friends.
With like more money and like, you know?
It's just, yeah, it's just funded teen years.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, at least 31. 30, you're still good.
Yeah.
Give yourself a little bit of a leeway.
Yeah. Because it's like 13 going on 30. She doesn't turn into an unk. She just turns into a baddie.
That's true.
I'm getting stressed out.
You still got like 8 years on you.
So far.
Yeah.
Why does it not feel far? Which is just like so scary.
Because guess what? What was 8 years ago? I can't do that. Why can't I do the math?
60?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, no.
No. Wait. 15.
Oh, 15.
And okay. Didn't that not feel like 16, a long time ago?
22. Yeah.
Didn't that not feel like a long time ago? That's the only reason why I'm like, you know. Nope. I was 15 yesterday.
Let's calm down.
Okay, I was at least like 18 yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
Is it? I think I'm pretty sure it says your brain is like wired to like when you like dream and visualize yourself, you see the version of yourself when you're 21.
Always?
Pretty much. So you're like old, I bet.
Yeah, because
like,
you know what? I asked my mom. I was like, I know I'm getting older, but I still feel like 19. Right. And then I was like, how long does that last for? And she was like, honestly, until you're 30.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? It's so crazy to me that, like, because I always think about, like, how only we're going through this, right?
No.
But my mom was like, oh, yeah, I was 19 till I was, like, 31.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and you, like, literally, like, that's why people, like, get, like, shook. Sometimes, like, I saw a TikTok, and everyone in the comments was like, me too, where it's like, she thinks she was 30, and she goes, when I go to look in the mirror, I'm expecting to expecting to see myself what I look like when I was 21, and then I see myself now, and I'm like,
who's
like,
that?
Literally, like, they have a moment where it's like, oh, like, there's like a wrinkle, there's like a whatever,
yeah,
like, there's, like, whatever, and like that's not the version they're imagining themselves as.
That's upsetting.
We should just stay like this all the time.
This is like peak age, low key.
Where's the youth serum?
It is peak. It'll come out when we're older, though.
But like, then we'll be old.
But it'll be stronger, so it could reverse back. Ooh. They already have so much stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
You could peel your whole face off.
Have you seen, like, what's her name? Courtney Cox and, like, all of them getting those facelifts.
Yes,
and
Lindsay Lohan even.
Yeah, yeah, like, 30 years
She
younger.
Looks good now.
She's really good.
Not that we... Love you.
Wait, not that we didn't think you looked good before.
Yeah.
She's been through some stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's like, it makes her look back like
how
to,
she should,
you know?
Probably. Like, yeah. Like, not how she should look, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you guys want to talk about commitment issues or snow buddies?
Let's talk about snow buddies first, because I feel like we can talk about commitment issues longer.
Yeah.
Our next topic. Do you want to introduce it, Zaina?
Why me? Our next topic is snow bunnies.
If you haven't heard.
If you haven't heard.
What is a snow bunny? It's just a white woman.
Yeah. Who will, like, date out of their race.
Okay.
Mostly our African-American brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah.
That's what I
thought
it was.
And they're called gutter bunnies.
Should we find them?
If they're like, hell nah.
Whoa, Vicky.
No, but I will never call someone that. That's stupid to me.
Let me search up the Urban Dictionary
version.
Ooh,
yeah.
Because they will, like, find a video of a girl who's, like, rapping to Lil Baby and be like, nah, this one's diff. This one's from the gutter. Like, let's all calm down. And then people try to act a different way to be called that because they think it makes them more valid. So I reject that term.
Okay. And that's valid.
Okay. Right?
That's so
valid. It could mean one of two things.
Oh, jeez. Lay them out for us.
A snow bunny is a white girl known to go for black guys.
Hey.
Or cute women that are snowboarding at the mountain.
It's not that one. White woman known to go for black guys? That's the definition? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought there was a white woman who just happened to be with a black guy.
Or a coke.
Not known to go. I guess
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Because if you do it once, then they'll say that you've been trying to do it your whole life. You know?
And then if you're
Even
a guy, then
maybe
you're just
you
the milkman.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can we just, like, not, though?
Yeah. The reason why we were gonna talk about this was everyone needs to calm down and just let people do what they do. Like, why do we have to make a term for everything? And why do we have to suffocate people with that term if they're just happy hanging out with whoever they're hanging out with? You know what I mean? Like, also, we live in Canada. no one is from the same place.
Yeah, bro.
Like, lock in. Sorry.
It's exactly what Paul posted on a story where he said something like, we're never, no one's going to be the same.
You just shouted out Paul.
He's not going to know who Paul is. He doesn't go by Paul.
That just caught me off guard.
He said something like, in 30 years, no one's going to be one.
Everyone's
going to
be mixed.
And
yeah.
That's true, bro. We're in Canada. Like, yeah.
You're
going
to find a Eritrean and Vietnamese mix? No.
That's what I'm saying. The exact mix.
Stop. You sound like my grandpa.
No, but it's like.
It's true.
Like, come on.
It's true. What are the odds?
So I think we just let everyone, as long as both parties are happy and accepting, what's the problem?
Yeah. And everyone always wants to talk about, like,
How do you think Dr. Umar would feel about this?
Bad.
The guy who goes Black Queens forever,
Snow Bunnies never.
He's on the Drewski. Kind of
watch him end up with a white girl.
Bro, I think that would break the internet.
I know. He's probably done it, though. He just keeps on the DL.
Super DL.
Let's be so for real.
Yeah, because he has so much clout. Like, I'm telling you, like, if one person of the white race throws herself at him, he won't, like, allow it a little bit. Or is it like Black Queens Forever? So
I've seen. I saw he did a live stream and it was like how our community will move forward and take over the world, right?
Yeah.
And then there was like four like white women who joined and he was like, wait, hold on. He paused the live. He's like, wait, hold on. We got a snow bunny in here. And then he tries to be so respectful. Yeah. He was like, ma'am, I thank you for coming, but this is not for you, baby girl. You're going to have to exit. And then another one came. He's like, what's going on? It's like a blizzard in here.
Wait, that's so funny. No, it's, you know what? I kind of really like him because that's like, I guess like his own, that's what he believes in.
Yes.
And he's respectful.
Yes.
About it.
Like, he's like, you are a beautiful girl. I thank you so much for coming and supporting us, but this live isn't for you and that's okay.
Yeah. Like, or he'll be like, or on like the Juicy Show or whatever, he'll be like, you know, I don't support this interracial relationship, but she's a lovely woman who didn't let her feelings control her when we had hard topics. Like, he's respectful about it.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
Take all the wins you can get.
Yeah. You know what, King? Do you? Question mark. But other than that, I think, yeah, you should just
move on.
Everyone chill.
Yeah. And because this is my
also,
thing.
It's your own
I totally
segment.
Get it. If you have your own preference, you have your own thing. You know what I mean? A lot of people, especially a lot of immigrant communities, they think like, you know, come on guys, like, let's stick together. Mm-hmm. Let's, you know, date our own people because it's like, you know, you have more to relate on and like, you know, the cultural aspects, all of that, right? Yeah. That's totally fine if you're doing that, but don't
project it.
Don't then just hate on a random couple for no reason. Like if that's not what you want to do, it's like if you are against gay marriage, right?
Right.
If you think maybe you wouldn't want to live that lifestyle, then okay, why are you hating on these people who are happy?
That's how I feel about
that's when it gets bad.
Pretty much every aspect of life. When people are hating on strangers, like, it's like, okay, if you don't want to date a person outside of your race, sure. Why are you yelling at this random couple being like, you should not do this? Same thing with when people are like gay or trans or whatever and the people are mad at them for being that. Why? It's not your life, bro.
Like that's who they are. They're living their life happily. It's not that. Pop off.
The world is not evolve around you, bro. Like
literally. And honestly, more times than not with like interracial relationships, people will be hypocrites, you know? They will have done it in the past too, but then with everyone else to try to like get some backing on social media, they'll just hate on it because they think that it's like what will get them accepted by their people, you know?
I think that's so dumb. Especially because we live in, like, bro, if we lived anywhere else, sure, but like Canada or the States,
even
like
in our own country.
Yeah, and even in the US, US is worse than here.
Yeah.
You're in Canada, bro.
Especially if you're in the GTA.
Yeah,
Toronto.
Like you're in Toronto.
You're in literally like the multicultural capital.
You can't be in the melting pot and then be like, why are these people here? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Anyways, that's how we feel about that.
Yeah.
Black Queens Forever, Snowbody's Never.
Yeah, unless it's Amanda.
That's good. Speaking. Oh, God. I'm trying to transition. I never know how to transition topic. Speaking of relationships and things of that nature.
And this also has to do with our cocktails.
Ooh, because we need to shout that out. Commitment issues. There's a lot of different commitment styles. Mm-hmm. Commitment aspects. First of all, what do you guys think you are? Shout yourself out. At yourself.
Calling this is nuts. This is nuts.
I'm definitely anxious attachment. Unless, if I just don't like the person anymore, then it's different. That's not the same thing. But if I really like the person, even my friends, I like, if I don't see them for a while or if I don't hear from them in a while, I get like constant anxiety. If I'm just an anxious person, I'm like, they don't like me. They don't want it. I need reassurance a lot with everyone in my life. My parents.
Yeah.
My grandparents. My friends.
Your bunny.
My bunny. Why are you not letting me pet you? I get so upset.
Do you think she's a snow bunny? Sorry.
She's mixed, bro. She's gray.
Aww.
She's from France.
Okay, okay. Manru, what are you?
And and then if I'm in a relationship, then I want reassurance. Yeah. I feel like that probably, like, when I am more secure in you, like, after a while, then it's like less.
If you act right and give the reassurance, then you'll be calm.
Correct.
Like,
don't make me feel like I'm like begging for reassurance, because that's when it gets rough.
Because then it's scary. Because then it's scary.
Yeah. I feel
that. Does Mimi trigger your anxious attachment? Because you never know what
Mimi's
you're
our cat, by the way, for reminder.
Honestly, no, because I know what she is.
What?
I never know where was she today?
I don't know. Guys, sometimes our cat just like disappears. Let us know if you see her.
And then sometimes I come home and she's just in front of the door. And I'm like, where have you been for 2 days?
And it's not like she's on the streets.
Sometimes it literally feels like I'm living in her house.
Really intruding.
I went to take a shower today. She was in the shower.
Oh, I heard you say that. I was laughing. Or like my brother, because he was like, where's the cat when he came over? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, your apartment's not that big. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's true. She just goes in like crevices. Yeah. That's why.
That's crazy.
So it's just like in our bathroom, in the closet, under a bed.
Yeah, you know what it is? He's right, because it's not that big, but it's because her hangout spots are all niche. Like under the bed, in the closet.
She was
in
my
shower.
The other day I got jump scared.
Oh, yeah,
she
does go in the
blinds. She was in my blinds.
Because she loves sunbathing.
That's kind of adorable. Anyways, don't think we forgot about you. What are your commitment issues?
Yeah.
My commitment issues.
Wait, is it commitment issues?
No, what is your attachment style?
Sorry.
I was like, wait, what does that mean? I think I'm like a disorganized, avoidant.
I think I'm also disorganized, to be honest, because my thing is, I know that when I am locked in with someone, I do get more anxious. So I try to, like, make sure that this person is locked in before I let that happen, which sometimes comes out in me being a little avoidant, because I want to, like, protect my energy and my heart until I know that it's, like, real. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It ranks you guys as the worst one.
Yeah, like I know. That? I know.
Well, yeah, because it's like it's back and forth. And another thing.
I'm the worst one, though. Don't worry.
I think it is also
avoidance, high anxiety, and there's like so. I'm like, I'm high anxiety, low avoidance. You're high avoidance, high anxiety.
Yeah, that is what it is.
You're like chilling in this corner right here.
Yeah.
What am I?
High avoidance, high anxiety, but I think you're more now. Medium anxiety, high avoidance. That's what I would think for you.
I think it's going the other way, though. Like, 3 months ago, I was only avoidant.
Right.
Now, I'm getting a little anxious again. And it's nice because I do like being anxious. Like, it feels comfortable for me to be anxious more than avoidant because I care a little. Does that make sense?
It makes you feel like more of a person.
Yeah. And... yeah. Just, yeah. I don't know.
Secure? Imagine that one. Low anxiety, low avoidance.
Where you and that's why I don't know if I don't think I have issues. Like, people say like commitment. Oh, this is crazy that we're airing this out on our podcast. Oh my god! But I think when I hear other people who have commitment issues,
oh, so different than you.
It's
you,
very
bro. It's
different,
so different
than me
you.
Because mine is that I have an issue with how much I commit. Like, once I'm your wife. I'm your wife, so it's just like I gotta hold off on wife for a while to
Until
know that
ready.
You actually want me to be your wife. Because then once it comes out, it's just there. Like, I will give you my kidney, but I can't give my kidney to everyone. So I gotta create some space until then. Because I do think I'm very, like, we realized this today, but I do like jump to conclusions a lot, or I think things are just very like, it's 0 to 100. It's this or this. There's no in between. It's you are interested in me, you want to hang out with me, or you never want to hang out with me ever for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So it's just, I just bounce around between those two, basically.
You never know what you're getting.
Yeah. But then, yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, your quote-unquote commitment issues is, like, so different than, like,
these It's just because I know men. How much I'm going to lock in.
Yeah. These random men are like, I'm afraid of a relationship. And then they, like, cheat on 8 people.
Yeah. No, so. Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
That's just you also. I think commitment issues is also an excuse for you to just, like, be a bop.
Yes, because like everything that I would do, even if I'm getting scared, I will, even if it's scary, I will do the most ethical thing. You know what I mean? Some of these people, they will just, like, I don't know, if you've been hanging out with them for so long, they'll just not even say anything to you if it's gonna end. Like, yeah, maybe it's like a little uncomfortable for you to have a conversation, but you owe that person that conversation. Like, lock in. Yeah.
I think, like for that, it's like, I think if you're talking to someone, like, you, like, for a, like, you're hanging out, you're only talking to them, or making it seem like you're only talking to them, yeah. like, whatever. I think you should have, like, some form of conversation if it's ending. But they just think, like, they want to take the easy way out, right?
And then they, yeah. like, it's literally manipulative. They'll be like, but we were never even dating. You're still a human being. You still deserve communication, even if we weren't dating, okay? Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, and even when I end things with my situationship, I don't freaking know what to call him, to be honest, but whatever that was, like, sure was it a little uncomfortable to do that, but I could tell he really appreciated it,
of course,
then we got to, like, agree that we're cool with each other and, like, everything's fine. If you didn't have that conversation, we wouldn't be cool with each other.
Exactly.
So I just, like, left out of absolutely nowhere.
You basically just, like, throw whatever you guys did share in their face if you just don't say anything.
Yeah, and you wouldn't know where you stand.
Exactly.
Why would we not communicate, guys?
Yeah. But yeah, I still think I think it's an excuse though when they're like, I have such bad commitment issues.
Yeah.
Do you? Because you want, you're doing everything a relationship would entail without the title. You just want to not be exclusive, so you could do that with more than one person.
Yeah, you're literally scared of directing your effort to one person.
It's
you're
not you scared being of lazy committing. And wanting to get have your cake and eat it too. Is that what it's called? Or get your cake and eat it too or whatever. Yeah.
It's like go into polygamy or some shit.
That's what I'm saying. No, because then they would get upset, like, that the girl would have an open relationship too.
Yeah, that's true.
It can only
be the guy.
We're talking about attachment style. He's okay. We'll call him something else. Okay, what should we name him?
Caleb.
Caleb?
Tough.
Okay.
He's not going to hear this, right?
No. Nah. Caleb. If you're watching this, so, click off.
This is also maybe another reason why sometimes I think that I have issues is because other people just move a little odd and then I'm confused why I'm so uncomfortable. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, like, okay, like, lately I've been experiencing people who maybe I'm not, and tell me if, like, I don't explain this properly.
Okay.
People who I'm not close with you at all. We just vaguely know of each other for maybe a few months, right? Or you literally follow me on Instagram, so you just see my face once in a while, right? Stuff like that. You have no idea my goals, my hobbies, my real personality.
What you want to do in the future.
Yes, you don't know my dad's name. You don't know my last name. Well, okay, they'll know my last name.
You don't know that you have a dog.
Yeah,
like,
you don't know any of that. And then I will, like, okay, this happened recently. I'll just talk about this specific one. Yep. We hung out one time, guys.
Who know?
One time for genuinely 40 minutes. Okay?
So funny.
We literally talked for 40 minutes. Okay? After, like, a friend... Okay, he's not gonna hear this. Okay. After a friend's party, we were all there, and then we've just, like, hung out a little. That's literally it. And then in that span of time, we talked about still very surface level things, you know, like what my favorite Star Wars movie is. Like, oh, yes, I like to make clothes and crochet sometimes. Like, still not really getting into, like, who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And then this person starts geeking out, being like basically acting like they found their wife. And then this also happened to me 2 months ago. Right?
Jail.
With
the rapper.
But I literally, we met, we were out, we were at the club, and I talked to you for 20 minutes. Not even, you can't hear anything when you're out, guys. I literally just told you my name and what my program is at school, right? And then same thing, he acts like he found his wife. And then they start texting me, like, like 24/7. And that's not, no, if I'm trying to get to know you, I would love to text you. Like, it's not in that way. I'm talking, I would be sleeping, and he would call me 4 times in the middle of the night and be like, what are you doing? Where are you? They'll be like, tell me every single thing you're about to do this week so I can know when to see you and I know where you are at all times. I talked to you for 20 minutes. Who do you think you are?
No, that was crazy. Like, he called Zeta at one point. He called her at like 7 a.m., 2 p.m., and 3 a.m. What are we doing?
Yes.
And then texting all in between that, what you doing?
And then they're
like
following me and unfollowing me to like get me to like look at their account because I blocked your number because I'm scared. And then you're like, you keep like DMing me. Like, what's going on? And then these people will literally say to me in our span of our 20 minute talk, they'll be like, I just really want to like lock you down so that no other guy could hang out with you. Ugh. Who are you to get possesses over me this fat? Like, what's going on? And it pisses me off because you still don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You just maybe think I'm like cute or like the concept of me would align with what you would like to brag as being your girl. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Ugh.
It's weird.
It is weird. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's a little icky.
Yeah. And then that's when why sometimes I'm like, maybe I'm avoidant because I'm hiding from these people's phone calls.
No,
maybe I'm just scared.
They're scary.
Yeah, because you can't even classify that as anxious attachment. What is that? I don't do that. I'm very anxious attachment. I will never catch me dead doing that.
I don't know
that.
What it is.
So what is that?
The last person was literally like, I know where you live now.
Yeah, like, call
oh
down.
My
like,
God.
Wait, yeah.
And then another thing they'll try to like, maybe like, because then I'm like kind of like hiding a little bit. They'll try to like continue to like go to the same place they met me and like, or like try to like get into the industry a little bit just to like bump into me. Like, I don't know, bro.
Like, because Zayna also like, you can't really, if you want to find Zayna, it's pretty easy to find you. That sounds so scary. But like, for example, like you're DJing,
yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
So it's like, oh, she will be at the drink next Friday.
And I've been posting for the past 2 weeks where I'm going to be, what time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of us are reposting it.
Or like if all of our friends are going somewhere, they somehow hear about it, you know?
Yes,
yeah,
because
you're all connected.
Ties, everything is connected, so they'll know.
Yeah, we fucking
know. And then like one person that we know will call this person to tell them to come because I'm there and then I get jumped.
Yep.
That's literally what happened last time.
Yep.
And I'm not going to lie. Yep. Okay, like it's fine. It's all silly and whatever. But it has been making me a little bit paranoid, like, because then even someone, like, I, if I give my number out or something, or someone texts me who I don't have the number saved, I'm, like, a little bit scared. I'm like, who is this? Is this one of the people trying to kidnap me? How'd they get my number? Like, I'll start to tweak.
Yeah. That's weird, guys. Let's take a second and reflect. Not everyone, like, that you meet is your wife.
Yeah.
After 20 minutes. Let's calm down.
And who are you to get mad? Like, then they'll be like, who else is in your phone? There should be no one in your phone. I just introduced you to myself to you 1 minute ago. What's going
there
on?
No, really, that was crazy.
They really said, did you know you have 30 minutes?
Like, literally.
You got 30. No, like, no one else should be in your phone. First of all, you're not even in my phone.
That's what, wait, you're right. You're right.
Let's start there.
Let's backtrack. 5 steps.
Yeah. And then it also pisses me off a little bit because then if there's someone who's moving at a normal, respectful pace, it will cause me to, like, because I'm getting so much of the other strategy, I'll be like, oh, maybe this guy doesn't like me because I'm not getting, like, harassed. And I know that sounds so stupid,
but it's just patterns.
Like, if I see 5 of these and then I get 1 of those.
Can we meet in the middle?
Yeah, everyone meet in the middle. Just everyone lock in. Should we talk about one more thing?
Yeah, you don't want it done yet? Her last pod. I know.
Season finale.
We'll see you soon on Zoom. So Zoom. Strange. Phone call. We just record our FaceTimes.
Make it like a hybrid environment. Zayna's here.
Yeah, hybrid. Anyways, Kay, sorry about that rant, guys.
No, that was
I had to let that out.
And it was, yeah, no, it's valid. So valid.
All of you listening, you better learn from this.
Learn, yeah.
Please,
no.
Guys, please.
Don't be like avoidant. Like, so avoidant to the point where everyone's like, you're hurting the other person, but also like let's calm down.
Yeah. Because, so. Okay, remember how we've literally talked about this on the podcast before, where people our age, there's no in between anymore. It's just extreme. I'm going to drink every day of my life, or I'm never going on. Alcohol. I'm doing, what is it called? 75 hard.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to an in between?
Also, 75 hard is also like dumb, because then you know you're going to jump right back into it, or you're never doing it again.
Yes. Like, yeah. Everything is healthy with moderation. We've lost that.
Or, like, for example, let's say you're part of a fandom or something.
I was going to say that next. Yeah.
If you don't know every fact, you're not a real fan. Like, yeah. Why is everything in our generation, like, so unbelievably extreme? Can't you just casually do something? No.
No.
It's so silly.
You gotta be the best.
It's so freaking silly.
Oh, you're a DJ, but you're not going 7 days a week? DJ? Not a real DJ. Bro, let's calm down.
Yeah, like, what's going on?
7 gigs in a day.
Let's take
me
a
if
look.
I was... Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's like so silly. Extreme. And I even see it when people, okay, Kendrick and Drake beef, right?
Oh my god.
2 days ago, we all liked both of them.
Just calm down.
Everyone
like
calm down.
I like both of them.
Why? That's what I'm saying. Sides? That's what I'm saying.
Let them deal with it.
And then
their...
if I'm like, yeah, I like Drake, then they'll be like, oh, so you hate him, huh?
Like, no. No, one said guys. That. Oh but you gotta god. Talk about the appreciation of all of Kendrick's previous. No one said we don't like him.
Like.
I guess what? I went to a Drake concert. I'm going to Kendrick one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Like, oh, my God. Why is it, like, so extreme?
It's so silly.
And then if you, like, don't like someone, you have to, like, really not like that person.
Yes.
Like, you have to hate
yes.
them.
Yes. And it's so social media.
Oh, I know.
Because it's, like, people feel like they don't get listened to anymore unless they say the most polarizing statement ever.
Mm-hmm. I don't like this person. This person is the worst spawn of existence ever.
Yeah.
Or else you're not getting listened to. Like, come on, guys. Why don't we just say I don't really like them?
Do you think it has to do with our, like, how we have, like, low dopamine, low attention span now? Because you always have to do the next thing. You cut this, you toss this to the side. It's like micro trends.
Probably.
Now, everyone hates Bose. We all loved off Bose 3 months ago. You know Bose? What I mean? Yeah, you know what Bose? Was the like aesthetic where it was like everyone was putting Bose in their hair?
Oh,
like the mustache.
I remember Bose like the
mustaches, yeah. And then they say this is dead now, on to the next. Like, why can't we just dress how we dress?
Or like a top and they'd be like, this is like so 2020.
Okay, and?
like actually okay
unless it's genuinely ugly
who cares?
And even if everyone else may think something's ugly, you can still wear it. You don't have to do everything for the approval of your peers.
Like what if in 2 years like corset type tops are like out?
Yeah,
I have like 18.
You can't listen to people, bro. You know how many people told me like I shouldn't like start DJing? I would never have now get to do the drink next week.
Exactly.
Like, these people don't know what's going on. Yeah.
But yeah, our generation's, like, either, like so little attention span where, like, they get over a trend really quickly, or, like, you have to be very extreme about things. Which, also, why trends get annoying, because they're so extreme about it. No wonder things get dead.
Yes. People get tired of it, because that's all that you're talking about.
Like, yeah, the bows, like you guys were saying, like, every person in existence were posting on TikTok in a bow. Like, no wonder you got freaking tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day, trends used to last a nice, stable, like, 2 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
That's what trends are supposed to last. That's how the cycle works. But everyone,
it's not supposed to be a concentrated 1 month. Like.
Last, bro.
Yeah, like, two weeks.
Like 2 weeks.
Once it starts going everywhere, everyone's like, okay, like.
It's even, I see it on TikTok. Okay, like, even Ash Trevino, she's gone now.
What happened to her?
I don't know.
She just, fizzled off our For You pages, or is she gone?
I think she probably fizzled off our For You pages.
Yeah.
No way she stopped posting, guys.
It's like because she lost the hype, she's gone now.
Yeah.
And that was such a concentrated, 3 weeks?
Yep.
Alabama and Bad Baby Beef, it's dwindling now.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, yeah, like, it's so dwindling now.
And nothing happened.
I keep seeing TikToks that Chris Jenner.
Yeah, I see that too.
Wait, what?
They're saying like Chris like set her straight. Because I guess it could make the family look bad. You are in the family.
You are in the family.
Yeah. That's so interesting to me. But no, I like yeah. Wait, what are your favorite microtrends from this year? Were there good ones? Well, I don't remember them. Asher Vito's my favorite.
I think so too.
She microtrend.
I don't know what she was, but she was my favorite.
I like right now there's corruption TikTok, corrupt talk.
Are you guys on Corrupt Talk?
No. Okay. Mine is all brain rot lore right now.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. It, Corrupt Talk, it's like, they might cancel this podcast if I say this, but it's basically like they just post a lot of corrupt politicians. 80% of them are African politicians.
Oh.
And then they'll post them doing a little dancey dance to like last. And then they'll be
like,
me when I use the healthcare budget to send my homegirls to Dubai.
That's so good.
And it's like real things they did.
Yeah.
Like it'll be like someone's like girl cousin, they just made her like ministry of like, it was something that has to do with, like, secrets, right? And then they're like, because she loves the tea. And, like, they show the real guy who did that, and it's so funny.
No, I saw three
Eritrea, but they took them down now. Oh. And it'll be, like, because we've only ever had one president. So it'll be like, just won't me leave. So it'll be, like, me when I just love ruling, so I just decide not to cut, and it's him dancing. And they took it down
so
now.
Funny. I also keep saying the James Charles with the Kevin Gates song in the back. Have you not seen that?
No.
That's so funny, guys.
I didn't know Kevin Gates was Muslim.
I didn't either. Kevin Gates is all over my favorite page also. I've brain rotten Kevin Gates.
I see him and his girl now.
Oh, yeah.
She converted for him.
Aw. No. Oh. Never mind. Not all. I haven't seen that. I've only seen...
I can't lie. I love James Charles memes.
And he's been like reposting them and like making his own jokes about it.
Aww.
Or... that and that one guy with that insane morning routine.
Oh, Ashton. Yeah. With the water.
He wakes up, apparently, is morning everyday morning routine. He wakes up at 3:54 every day.
No, okay, you don't.
The middle of the night, first of all.
That's when I'm getting my third text call from the rapper.
I saw Zayn in the kitchen making ramen.
That did happen. It was dinner.
Yeah. He pours a bottle of that expensive $45 water, and then he, like, puts his face in it, and then he, like, rubs banana peels on his face. I know you like that one. And then he goes outside and does, like, 80 push-ups, and then he goes back inside, and then he's, like, reading a Bible, and then he's listening to, like, stock market videos.
What the heck?
And then a faceless woman brings him a new bottle of water in the bowl where he could refresh his face again, and then it's so funny. Like, everyone makes, and then at one point he jumps in the pool, but then when he jumps in the pool, the time skips 4 minutes. So everyone's like, it took him 4 minutes to jump in the pool. Like, no, you're not doing that. Me and Adam wanted to record that, the exact morning routine for the LSJC
you should
account
do that.
And be like, an LSJC.
You should do
that's
that.
Good. You
and I'm like, can I be the faceless woman that just brings you things? Like, she's just like,
can you
this.
Please do that soon?
I asked him when. He's too busy posting
yeah,
things
I'm
what we did last night.
I'm a better student rep than him.
Good.
If he doesn't lock in and do it in the next 2 days, we're doing it.
Okay, good.
Might as well.
You could be the faceless woman. I'll dunk my face in the
heck
water.
Heck yeah.
My morning
maybe the
routine.
Pool
I'm
you
like,
jump into.
Sorry?
Ugh, let's open
yeah.
back up our pool. Okay, let's cool open back like, up our pool.
Oh, that's fire. Let's bring that back for the summer.
Yeah. Let's bring it to Waterloo Park.
Ooh, I'm actually so down. Is there some type of pose there? Or
wait, I can't hear you.
Hello? What did you touch?
Is there some type of hose?
There is.
You're looking for the hose?
I'm looking for
some
the hose.
Say. I think there is like on top of the hill where the swings are, if I'm not wrong. There's a little
hose. Oh, yeah, there's definitely a hose there. Yeah,
okay, let's inflate the
yes, because I really want to bring our pool back.
Wait, guys, isn't Thursday like 20 degrees?
Yeah.
Hold on. We're
everyone
doing Thursday.
Lock in.
Last day of class.
Should I
Wednesday.
Write my paper in the pool?
Yes. Let's actually go to the park. I'm so down.
Yeah, I could probably do work at the park. I'd probably do work better at the park because I'm joyous.
17 degrees.
Okay, on
in?
Adam's soul, we're going to the park on Thursday. All of you are coming too, all our fans.
I'm so down.
Yeah, I'm down.
We'll bring the pool.
Spike ball?
And spike ball.
Volleyball?
Let's calm down.
Yeah, I could do work. I would move faster at the park.
Yeah, we could bring a little blanket. It'll be beautiful. Spike
so
ball
excited.
And the pillow.
And the pillow?
The ground might be wet, so maybe the bench. But
oh, yeah. We'll just cover the bench with something.
Is it going to rain?
Rains the day before,
no, like
Wednesday.
Yeah, all week.
Yeah.
Wild and out Wednesday? By the way, guys, I'm also playing this Wednesday at Empire.
So she cannot be stopped.
Two gigs.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
Act back.
Someone lock her up.
No, don't. Don't. The thing is, I have to ride it out, though.
I get it.
I got to. Who knows how long it'll last.
hey man, what's with that negativity?
No, it's not like that. It's like I gotta invest while I have help so that I could be sustainable if it goes away. Does that make sense?
You should be like that one DJ who we're not gonna say the name of, but when he's like, I'm leaving to do bigger and better things, then doesn't.
He said that, and now guys, I'm not gonna lie, he was supposed to play the Friday that I'm now going to, because that's the only weekend that I could do. So,
but he left to do bigger and better things, though.
They booted him for real.
Yeah, they literally
stick to.
I can't believe he got booted for me, and they glaze him so much. He gets so glazed.
Has he always done that? I thought he just did pro.
No.
He was just doing that night.
Wait, are you talking about the drink or where?
Yeah, that night he did pro on Fridays.
So when did he do the drink?
Oh no, this is the first time he's doing the drink regularly. Oh. But he's not doing it. He's just opening for the other guy, which is what I'm doing. But
wait, that's like literally so funny, because it's like he left, but now he's just an opening. Like he's not that. Yeah, he's just
and
an
he
opening,
had a
like,
lot more motion at pro.
Yeah, he did. Everyone would come up on stage. Oh my god.
Yeah.
You, like,
so that's why it's kind of.
He kicked me out. So it's okay.
Oh yeah, he kicked Manroop out. He kicked Manroop out because she kept requesting One Direction. And guess what, Manroop? I kicked him out of his slot, and I'm gonna play One Direction.
Hell yeah! That's not in payback. I don't know.
That's crazy.
No, you should just like. If he ever decides to go back to pro, you should just like take that day, the first day he wants to come back, just for fun.
I might, but he was gonna help me out. But should I still do that?
He's slimy, bro.
Yeah,
you have right. better. All... You have, but you have better alliances now.
Guys, I kind of have nice allies now.
Yeah. Take a spot at pro. If he ever decides like one day to come back, just like to be fun, like to really just like shake him up. Like, not that you're gonna stick there, because I know you don't want to at pro, but like, just to go for the one day.
That just happened, because I'm gonna do it at least once, so it just happens to be that day.
Just the day that he just wants to come back.
Same with Kentucky.
Just the day.
Everywhere he's about to go, I will get there first.
Bro, you're actually just become his worst enemy. Does he follow you?
Yeah.
Ah, so he sees that.
Yeah, he said congrats after I did Empire.
Oh.
Did you respond? That's nice.
Yeah, I think I was just like, thanks.
Yeah.
I think we should probably. Yeah.
That's nice.
So funny, bro. Anyways.
Anyways. Time to get BBLs at the gym. Build your own butt.
BYOB.
Wait.
Does that bring your own
build? It could be bring or build.
Yeah, build your own butt.
Yeah.
Don't get BBLs.
No. Don't get BBLs, because that's the most dangerous one ever.
I bet that's my friend too.
That's the most dangerous one ever.
That's not my friend. It's a trend, but that will be gone in 2 years. Thank you. Yeah. You all wasted your money. Yeah. All of you.
and it looks like you have a diaper on.
It literally does. And you know you have to get them more than once?
Yeah, it goes away.
Because once you get a BBL, your butt cannot grow itself anymore.
Oh, because they take out all the...
So when they say, oh, I got this from the gym, and they just keep going to the gym after, it's just cardio. You can't build it anymore. So you just have to keep getting a BBL. So.
You know, I've seen a couple where it actually looks like really good if like a natural, but like what are the odds that you somehow get lucky to the point where you actually get a good one?
Yes, because guess what? If your legs are skinnier, it looks bad.
Yeah.
Right? Because it doesn't match.
Yeah.
If your legs are bigger, it's like too much going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, you have to be like the perfect amount. And you get a little one. Yeah. But they never get a little one.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen like a couple. And you still have to get it built up. And then you also get, like, it's the same way you get, like, lip filler blind, where people just keep getting more injections because they just, like, think their lips still look small. I bet you BBLs are the same. They get literally one, and they're like, I don't think it's big enough. Get another one. Now you have a diaper. You went from a perfect BBL to, like, you look like
a
diaper.
And it's, like, even if it doesn't look botched, you can still tell.
Yes.
Like, for example, okay, like, you know, like, Sweetie?
Or, like, Leah from Love Island.
Yes. They look good, but you can see where their hips like end and where the BBL starts.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You almost,
and
like,
maybe like
it,
guys don't know the difference.
No, of course they don't. They don't know the difference between makeup and no makeup. Of course they don't.
But yeah. And then what's going to happen when we start aging and it's sagging down? That's why you have to get it again.
Oh,
good luck.
And
bro.
You know how much money that is?
I mean, if you got money,
not even just money, the recovery is horrible. Like horrible. You have to be on your stomach for 2 months and you're just oozing. Sorry.
Ew.
Sorry, but it's true. Like that's it's like the survival rate is not good.
If I was okay, maybe this is dumb. Instead of getting a BBL, you do like liposuction around it. So it almost was like your natural balance. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like you do
yeah.
your legs and you do your stomach and you do like your love handles.
Right. It's like reverse.
Because that's safer. People get liposuction all the time.
Yeah. Because BBL is half liposuction.
Yeah, you take it and then you and shove
you put it in.
It in
there.
So instead of that, you just get more liposuction.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
more
yeah.
squats.
And then maybe just do some squats. A few squats.
Yeah.
So that's actually a good idea. Uh-oh.
So never mind, it's not.
We don't condone anything.
I do that. Suck out everything else? Yeah, yo, do that, bro.
Stop.
Just kidding. On that note.
On that note, let's end.
Are we end our season finale talking about BBLs?
Okay, guys.
It has been a joyous 2 years.
Truly. You have made our Mondays.
Before it was Thursdays, I think.
Tuesday. Mondays whatever. And Tuesdays. Whatever day it was, you made it so much better. We've truly enjoyed this. Thank you guys so much for listening. And this won't be the last you see of us. I don't know where. I don't know when.
I don't know how, but...
But it won't be.
And thank you, Manroop, for being on our finale.
Thank you, Podroop.
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Have you been... You should be on the most pods.
Yeah.
Give her guest of the year. Give her guest of the year.
Oh, my God. She does get guest of the year.
Oh, I'm honored. Hey! Thanks.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to A to Z. Why am I getting emotional?
Yeah. Love you guys. Stay safe. Follow your dreams. Don't forget about us. We're always here if you want to hug us. If you want to send good energy to us, and we'll send good energy back.
Love that. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.